Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, the two things that destroy life are Islam and communism, and the Democrats have embraced both ideologies. If things keep going like this, then cities like New York and Chicago are going to end up looking like South Africa shortly. The reason people embrace these things is because the poor think that things can't get any worse. Then when they vote communists in, they get worse, and the communists take away their right to vote. And Mam Dany raised taxes on the middle-class people who voted on him. Up next, the Anthropic CEO says that AI will destroy half of all white-collar jobs. Besides the fact that 96% of companies that have embraced AI for their operations say it sucks and doesn't work, let's pretend it does for a minute. What would all those job losses do to real estate values or the stock market when people have to sell their financial assets just to live? Everything would lose value except the companies that own AI or use it. AI CEOs say stuff like this all the time to make people invest in their computes. Number three, look how well giving women the right to vote worked out. Women are willing to throw their own countries under the bus to nurture and support millions of third worlders and Islamists, with men's money while bankrupting the West. Even with this insanity, I still don't believe in taking women's rights away. I think they should keep them, and we should focus on using technology to replace their reproductive monopoly, and then watch them go extinct on their own accord. Moving on, but you can sure bet that women would take away our rights if they actually could by force, and they would probably treat us like this. Even Chad in a cage here wouldn't be able to avoid her power. The other men would probably be rounded up and put into work camps keeping the infrastructure from falling apart. They really believe this. One woman in the comments section below this said, "This isn't good. But some men really deserve that." When she says some, she probably means all. Number five, a man ended his wife after 8 years of being denied sex. Maybe he should have found out who she was sleeping with and punished that man instead. Or better yet, he should have just left her immediately after she cut him off. But most men have no spine. Even many of the ones that do have sex with their husbands don't even want to do it, but fear that he's going to leave them if they don't. This is common. I've known simps who were happy they got sex once a year. No lies. Up next, meanwhile in Paris, two Japanese women were sexually assaulted by Arab migrants, and one of them was already under a deportation order. What good is an order if the police aren't enforcing it? Paris is the top tourist destination in Europe. The only way the government will start doing anything about this is if the tourist numbers drop. I'm just glad that these two Japanese women had an authentic modern Paris experience. Number 7, and speaking of enrichment, it looks like Canada hasn't had enough, with only 34% of Canadians thinking that immigration is having positive effects on the country. And here's the enricher and thief, former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau stealing his parliamentary seat on his last day as Prime Minister. And here's a picture of that 34% of Canadians who believe that more immigration is beneficial. That number is probably lower as more Canadians are afraid to tell the pollsters the truth. Moving on, here's how girls see the Czech Republic versus how guys see it. Back about 10 to 20 years ago, all the best porn actresses came from that country for some reason. They had massive parties and filmed everything for shekels. They have the greatest number of porn actresses per million in the world. Instead of calling it the Czech Republic, they should now start calling it the Chick Republic. Anyway, have you had their beer? Number 9, meanwhile in Canada, Sikhs want to declare a state of emergency because of all the extortion facing their communities. It's their problem. Let them fix it. Their own community members are the problem, and they aren't extorting whites because they know the government would actually do something, because the rich white taxpayers being extorted would leave the country and the government can't have that, as its pay pigs escape to another jurisdiction. It would be easier to send most of these people back at some point. Up next, I can see this becoming a trend, where babies go viral after hairdressers give them long hair extensions. It's cute until some kid chokes on their own fake hair. Someone please tell me that hair is attached to that hat. I doubt it, but I am pretty hopeful. To be honest though, I've seen a lot of post-wall women in their 40s and 50s that look exactly like this. The parents better be careful because Pam Bondi or Bill Clinton might actually snatch up that kid. Number 11, some simp says that he swore to never become a stepfather, but that the child's smile won his heart. I'm sure it had nothing to do with the kid's modest-looking mother. Looks like all it takes is one kid's smile and you're back on the plantation. But never forget that no matter how hot she is, there's always somebody out there who's tired of her BS. What grocery store do the hot women like this shop at? I'm asking for a friend, of course. Moving on, if you want to know why the Netherlands is implementing wealth taxes on unrealized capital gains, then let me present Exhibit A, the new Indonesian gay prime minister on the left and the Kurdish vice president on the right. Too bad I never got to see the Netherlands before they wrecked it. This is the equivalent of giving Mam Dani his very own country to plunder. Rest in peace, the West. It was great while it lasted. Number 13, this guy came up with a great idea to save guys from the horrors of Valentine's Day. He would arrest them in front of their wives for $500 and then release them a few days later. Incarceration includes a fishing trip, fishing license, tent, and beer. Buddy isn't thinking it through, though, because that's called impersonating a police officer. Then again, I wouldn't be surprised if some of his clients are cops themselves. Up next is his politician, Jamie Raskin Dumm, are just lying, claiming that if voter ID laws are passed, then women wouldn't be able to vote. He's probably just saying this to rile up the Karens, so they prevent Republicans from passing voter ID legislation, because odds are he was only elected because dead people and migrants voted for him. He wants to scare women that their right to vote will be taken away. He's also the son of communist Marcus Raskin. Number 15, apparently there are two kinds of women these days. Unfortunately, most of them aren't this thin. According to Grok, only 3 out of 10 women aged 18 to 29 are normal weight. 7 out of 10 are either obese or overweight. 30 and above, we can assume it's closer to 80%. These days, even the plus-size park hoppers want a top 1% man. Aren't you just eager to get in one of their beavers? Moving on, if you meet a woman with a haircut like this from Latin America, there's a 95% chance that she's from Argentina. Why? Because the bangs represent Argentine feminists. And for men, it's a warning sign. Latin American feminists make the American ones look like amateurs. The feminists in Brazil shut down the entire MGTOW movement and got all the MGTOW channels banned back in the day. On the bright side, at least they look more attractive than the American feminists. Number 17 looks like another company just left California for Texas. As Gavin Newsom panics as he drives more businesses out of California. If he becomes the president, he'll drive all the businesses out of America. He's a Nepo baby and his father was a state justice. He didn't become governor based on his own merits alone. U-Haul needs to give him an award for being their salesman of the year for 6 years running. Up next, how's Monica Lewinsky looking younger now than she did back in the 90s? She's in her early 50s. Looks like she's had a ton of work done and getting rid of that dated tall 80s hair definitely helped her look. She's probably the world's biggest alpha widow as she got to smash with the president of the United States. How can she ever top that? Regardless, she looks great these days. I wonder what type of moisturizer she uses. Number 19, there's a very small amount of blacks, like 7 in Japan, and when you just look at what they did. You know, it's probably the guy in the red jacket because he definitely looks guilty of something with those shifty eyes. Unfortunately, that number is much higher than 7. The Japanese are now banning Muslims and turning against the Jeets. You have to hope that the Africans are probably the next group they get rid of. Moving on, the film The Housemaid has already made $350 million plus worldwide on a budget of only $35 million. Gee, I wonder why. Who doesn't want to watch Sydney Sweeney and Amanda Seyfried have a catfight? The people with bad genes, of course. The film is all about man-hating, apparently. You're led to believe that the woman is bad, and in the end the man becomes the bad guy. No wonder so many women approve of it for date night. Number 21, the Telegraph suggests that we keep brain-dead women alive and use them as surrogate mothers. Great idea. I can see some organized criminal figuring out a way to make hundreds of women brain-dead so they can profit from the fruit of their womb, while they aren't even aware of it. It would make a great film idea. At some point, governments will get desperate for higher fertility rates, and they might actually do something like this. Up next, Jessica's wondering why men these days prefer living alone and never getting married. Because of peace, of course. Let's also not forget that you can lose a lot of money chasing women, but you won't lose any women chasing money. This isn't all that far off. I'm convinced that more men, myself included, are hoarding vast amounts of wealth, and women are losing their minds because they can't get their cooches on it. Plus, we buy assets and drive asset price inflation. Strong, independent women working as wage slaves are going to be paying us rent. Number 23, looks like China is doing things the right way, by ending kitty diddlers, and they have zero tolerance for that sort of nonsense. Unfortunately, China's fertility rate is around 1 and still going to keep on falling. So there won't be anyone left for the PDF files at some point. At least Florida is following the same plan and ending those that do this to kids under the age of 12. Let's see what the Supreme Court has to say about it as well. Moving on, this Delta crash survivor in Toronto says being offered 30 grand for the crash isn't enough because he thought he was going to die. Yeah, I think the same way. It was a miracle that plane didn't go up in flames. Fuel was spilling into the cabin as people were evacuating it. All thanks to pilot error from an inexperienced female pilot. I hope she gets grounded and he sues Delta and wins. At least 200,000 to 300,000 would be good. Number 25 on the list when Elliot Page has been hired by Christopher Nolan to star in his new film. If Elliot Page plays Hermes, then I'm out. It was already borderline casting a black actress to play Helen of Troy. I thought I'd still give it a chance though, but after seeing this I'm done. Especially because Hermes didn't have titty scars. Then again, it's the role that she was butchered to play. Why do I get the feeling that this will be Nolan's first flop? It comes out in July. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.